This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Kevin Sutherland has played in just three events on the Champions Tour, but he made quite a splash last weekend with his second round 59, the first 59 recorded on the Champions Tour. It is a pleasure to welcome Kevin Sutherland to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
No problem at all. This is great.
Let's talk about last week. I know you were 9-under after 8 holes, but I'm curious, were there shots out there, were there times out there that you said to yourself, okay, this is just silly?
You know, I hold a bunker shot on number 7. I was, 7-under after 6 holes, and it was an impossible shot. I hit a bad iron shot on a par 3, and I ended up on a downslope with no green, with not much of a backswing, and I just was hoping to get on the green, you know, somewhere on the hole may make a par, and it was going to go about 10 feet by, it bangs the pin and goes in, and I was just like, this is silliness. This is crazy. And I birdie the next hole, and all of a sudden you're 9-under after 8 holes, and I'm like, you know, it happened so fast, I got there so fast, like, 9-under after 8, and you're like, and I honestly had a thought of, like, if I birdie 4 more holes, I can shoot 59, And that's when I started. I'm not sure you're supposed to think that soon, but I did, and it seemed to work out okay.
Is it like a no-hitter in baseball? I mean, were you and your caddy kind of talking about this?
No, neither one of us mentioned 59 once to each other. No, I was thinking it, and I'm sure he was too. But neither one of us even had a conversation about it. We never one time mentioned how many under par I was. We just kept focusing on what we were doing at the time, but I'm sure in my mind, I know I was very much aware of where I was at and what I was shooting, and the guys in my group weren't saying anything, but they said to me earlier this week that, you know, we were just trying to stay out of your way, and I'm like, well, you know, I appreciate it, but they're still trying to compete too, you
sure.
know, but it got real quiet in that group about the 13th. No, after the 11th hole, when I was 11-under, they got real quiet in that group. They were like, this could be something special.
Were you nervous coming up 18?
I was. I all day long, I was really in a good spot. I was very confident. I wasn't nervous. And then I breathed 17 to get to 14-under, which I'm silliness. And I was a little bit nervous on the tee shot. There's water left. I definitely didn't want to hit in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of blocked a little right. And it wasn't that bad of a tee shot, but it just kind of clipped the trees and it kicked it back into the right. And it wasn't a great bounce, but that happens. And I hit a decent shot from there where I was kind of where exactly I want to put it, just short and left of the green. But I was been asked, what are the things you remember most about today? And one of those is that, you know, the ovation I got, you know, everybody stood up and was clapping, and it sent chills down my spine, and I was like, in retrospect, I almost felt like it kind of popped my bubble a little bit, like, I got snapped out of what I was doing, this little fog and kind of, like, own little world I was in, like, oh my God, this is amazing, and that first putt, I'm not sure I was all together focused on what I was doing, and I just smoked it. I hit it 7 feet by, and 8 feet by, and hit a good fourth putt. I mean, good fourth shot on that hole. I thought I hit a good putt. I thought I made it when I hit it. It just didn't go in. But I'm still very thrilled with the day.
We are talking with Kevin Sutherland, joining the club of 59 last weekend. We've all, I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, we've all watched guys have 7 and 8 foot putts for 59, not for 58. How much, I mean, how were you not thinking about it? How were you at all able to go through your normal thought process on that putt?
On the
putt for 58.
Yeah.
You know what? That putt when I hit it by the pole kind of snapped me back into like, you know, you need to refocus here. And I wasn't really so focused. Now, I have to admit, I didn't really have any, you know, 50 was, something in the 50s was really what the goal was going down the last few holes. It wasn't necessarily 58 or 57. As it turned out, those would have been great. But I hit that putt, I hit a really good putt. I wasn't that nervous over it. I was really, I was in a good place right then, and you know, I just didn't happen to make it, but I didn't really realize that 58 was, no one shot 58 before. I don't know why I hadn't realized that. I didn't realize I was going to set some sort of PGA Tour, you know, tournament record by shooting 58. So before I'd known that, I might have been a little more nervous about it. But I just hit the best putt I could and just didn't go in.
What have your buddies, what have the fellow pros said to you this week?
All of them are like, that was unbelievable. You know, and a lot of them were saying they were on the golf course and they were just watching the scoreboard all day. You know, just, you know, he's got the 13, he got the 14. You know, like, a lot of them asked me what happened on 18. You know, that's been a common topic. And, but a lot of people are saying, I don't think anybody's ever gotten the 14 under in a round and stuff like that, which is nice of them to say. But they've been incredibly supportive and just, you know, this tour's got great camaraderie. It's amazing. I've only played three tournaments, and they welcome you. They just say, hey, welcome out here. You know, it's been a great place to play.
How much were you looking forward to getting out on the Champions Tour?
I was. You know, I would say in the last, at the beginning of this year, I was looking forward to turning 50 in July. And, you know, last year I played like 13 or 14 events on the PGA Tour last year, and I wasn't so much focused on turning 50 at that point. But this earlier in the year, in January, February, I was kind of looking forward to playing on the Senior Tour or a Champions Tour. I'm sorry, and seeing some of the guys I played college golf with, and a lot of guys I played the PGA Tour with. You know, so it's been a lot of fun.
It's about winning early when you're out there. You're 50. Any pressure to win?
You know, I always want to win. You know, absolutely. You know, there's this guy, Bernard Langer, out here is really good.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, he seems to be pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be doing all right. But, obviously, there's a certain window. Everybody's window is a little different, I guess, but there's definitely a certain window to guys who seem to have great success out here. And, you know, and I was disappointed with how I played on Sunday. I had a hard time kind of snap. I made a lot of bad decisions. I just wasn't as focused as I should have been, and I had a hard time refocusing and getting back into this playing golf again. And it's tough, you know. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but you should score like, you know, something like that, 59 or even a really good score. Sometimes it's not easy to back it up, and whatever reason that may be, it was for me on Sunday.
Oh, I think backing up a 59 is pretty hard to do. Please tell me this has been and it's becoming a sweet 59 and not a bittersweet 58.
No, it's been a sweet 59. You know, only one time, you know, even immediately afterwards, I was fine. I was like, there was no, like, regret of, like, oh, I could have shot 58, you know. I had none of that. The only time I would say it was, like, there was a lot of, kind of, I don't want to say hoopla, whatever. There was a lot going on after the term, after Saturday's round, and it literally went into about 10 or 11 o'clock that night where I had phone calls and had some media requests and friends were calling, and so at about 11 o'clock, I finally said, you know, I need to go to bed, you know. And I laid down I put my head and I went, I basically three-putted for 59. I was like, I could have shot 58. And it literally lasted for maybe 30 seconds, and I said, you know what, you can't worry about it, you know. It's 59 is a great score, and I buried 15, 16, and 17 to get to that score, so it wasn't like I just totally like backdoored that 59. I had to do some good stuff to get there, and And so I'm happy with it.
Well, keep playing well. Enjoy the Champions Tour and go win a golf tournament. And thanks for doing this, Kevin.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. It's been good.